If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The Inn in Seattle, hello there, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Hello! I'm a little sick and full of snot, so let's get weird with it. We can make it worse here. I would introduce Brandon, but he's not here, so... he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's our Crash Bandicoot, but your meat daddy. He's the Mandarin Floridian. If he flew a ship in Star Wars, it would be full of Cuban ladies with a custom license plate that says Slave One. It's wow. Siege.
Wow. Knee howdy.
Yeah.
Neola?
Yeah, Neola.
Where do I go from here?
I love that. That's great.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
I can't stop thinking about it. You sent us a video of a thick with three C's lady playing the there he is.
Oh, there he is.
Playing the drums and bouncing around on that seat. And I was like, Siege would never come to another podcast if we if he had this in real life.
That would be my job. That would be my life.
Well, it's completely
that would be my face.
Oh. We lost him. Brandon was here for 8.5 seconds, and now he's gone again.
Thanks for showing up.
I'm guessing he said something incorrectly, and he's rushing in to abandon his family.
Changing his names
and,
already.
Yeah. I bet you that's what it is. I'm going to give him a second here. I don't want to stall by talking because I don't have much voice, but I feel like I need to. What's the longest you've ever had a canker sore for?
Ooh. Maybe 3 days for me.
Yeah. I've had one since Friday.
Oh.
It's Tuesday now, and I'm like, this is pretty ridiculous. I think there's something wrong with me. I mean,
is it one of those ones where it's right where your like tooth hits the inside of your mouth?
Yeah,
that is the worst.
Yeah, it's like on the front lip. So anything I bite into, I can't even like do the thing where you like shift all your food to one side of your mouth. Like, anything coming in passes by that spot. So,
ugh.
Yeah, it's rough. From the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's our skin squatch that he disappeared. Oh, boy. He's in and out. He's blinking.
And he's on mute.
Look at that. He's there. He's our skin squatch, but it doesn't have the microphone, though. He's on computer mic and not on... Oh, my God.
I have a sumo question.
Yeah, sumo. Let's go.
Oh.
I'm looking for a Basho for you.
Hold on one second. Hold on. It's helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, Sean Gravy Griffin.
Sumo Basho is like a 10-day long thing.
15.
Wow.
A sumo tournament is 15 days long. You showed up at just the right time, Brandon. So it's I don't know if you can hear us or not, but
oh, good. We're talking about sumo.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. You like the sumo talk. Don't act like the listeners.
I really
like
do. It. Guys, I was at some friend's house, and they had this picture on their... I thought of you, Greg, because they had this picture on their refrigerator, and it was like a classic, not a classic. I'm trying to think of the right word, like a
stereotype?
Historical type painting. Vintage. Of a sumo fight. Mm. But then like they had labels over each of the sumo wrestlers, which each of the couple's names. And I was like, Greg would love this
or hate it, depending on how the sacrilege works. Yeah. From the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's our skin squatch, but you're Montana Mountain King, broadcasting from Siege's future bedroom. Mm. He's now officially the Lord of Horse Ghost Manor. Tony Pizza, a.k.a. Ol' Honeylung, a.k.a. Horse Binks, he's Brandon from the internet.
Wait, hold on.
Hey.
Gravy's not in a garage.
Oh, yeah, Gravy's grounded.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. It's like the opposite of being grounded.
Yeah.
You get to be in the house.
Sean Gravy Gervin joining us to school us at the end, blah, 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 all that. No, he got to move inside, actually. He's no longer freezing in the garage. He's in the guest room. So that's pretty exciting.
Is this like the if it's cold, you're cold, bring him inside?
No. This is like
he's not your pet alligator.
If you're cold, they're cold. They're cold. Yeah, I don't know. However it goes.
No.
I don't care about my animals.
This is like his wife is off doing other things, and so he could not freeze outside, and so he could say despicable things inside his house, something like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, I already introduced Siege. He's. I just want to say this one part to you again. If he flew a ship in Star Wars, it would be full of Cuban immigrant ladies and have a custom license plate that said Slave One. Buenos noches, Siege.
Like, this is like the only kind of cool. The only time that human trafficking is cool is when Siege does it in space with Cubans.
Yeah. Cuban ladies, like.
Yeah.
None of this. Tony,
no, the sandwiches.
Tony actually. Montana Mountain King over here. That's, Anyways, if you could tell a friend, write a review, or just say, find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com, that would be great. It took us 27 minutes last week to get to that line. That was pretty cool.
That was amazing.
This week, I don't even know where we are time-wise because we had some technical problems, so the clock doesn't match up anymore. But anyway, Brandon, how are you?
Well, based on my entrance, you know how like there's entrances into like the each wrestler has their entrance,
like the lights all turn off and the like lightning strikes and then like Brandon comes out to Ozzy Osbourne or something.
Yeah, I just like I feel like if my entrance into today's podcast was that version, it would just be me tripping over the stage and then the womp 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 womp, and that would be my music.
Chevy Chase
walking into this show. Yeah, I got to. Let's see. Did I talk about dog diarrhea on this show yet?
No.
Yeah, there's my music. Is that
Brandon from the internet?
Is that Brandon's music?
It's got the brown note built in. Dog diarrhea. Go for it. You teased us.
Oh, so I just. It's cool to have a new house that immediately your dog is like, sweet. I haven't broken this one in yet, and decided to in the middle of the night poop everywhere, and which was great. And then I continued doing that throughout the day. It's great. Like my wife will sleep Cage, as we know her.
Yeah, what's up, Cage?
She will sleep through. Like if one of the kids makes a peep, and thankfully they both sleep pretty well, but if one of them makes like any peep, she's awake. Like she hears it. She might not get up, but she at least like knows what's going on. The dog could be downstairs dying of butt cancer and she would not.
How do you think it lost its first leg?
The butt cancer?
Needed a tribute.
Yeah.
The dog has butt cancer allergy. It ate a whole bunch of it, and then it was like, leg fell off. How's that work?
It had butt cancer diabetes. So it had
That's a loud one, too.
Anyway, so that was my week this week.
I saw someone who's definitely
stuff like that.
I saw someone who's definitely qualified to talk about this, definitely not on TikTok, saying that women will respond to anything that happens with the children, but as soon as there's a sound outside, dudes wake up to defend the place or whatever, and yeah. That seems like pretty gendered or whatever. But also,
oh, I mean, that's 100% my experience this week.
Yeah, so I was gonna say, forever. It's like if someone does their car alarm or they're like beep boop outside at 2 a.m, I'm awake to be like, you breaking into my car? Like yeah. But my child is like,
with my keys? Is that how you made it?
Dad, I'm dying. And I'm like, go away, sleeping.
Yeah.
Gravy, get off me.
Yeah. Oh, man, this week in dreams. I'm trying to think if I have anything. We don't have a sound effect yet.
I have one.
But I want to do one. Oh. Siege, can you make a sound effect happen for you think for this week in dreams?
Let me see.
Okay, you can work on that. Here. Yeah, that's all right. We'll keep going with this. Okay, so Brandon, dog diarrhea week. Okay, new name for the show. There we go.
Hold on. Let me try something here.
Yeah,
it's my favorite. It's it's Shark Week, right?
Dog diarrhea
followed by dog diarrhea week.
This week in dreams. Anyone have any cool dreams?
That's it. That's all I got.
You guys, it turns out that my internet is so bad out here, so I keep catching only like 3 seconds of what you guys are saying.
Oh, that's awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's super fun. This week's in dreams, I had one. I had a dream about you guys.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Was
everybody
naked?
Was involved.
All right.
Dang it.
Weird. You okay, buddy? We can still hear you.
We still hear you.
Oh, you can still hear me when I'm...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, sweet. It's just the video and I can't hear you guys. Okay, here's what I dream. Basically, I could just be talking into a microphone to myself and it would feel exactly the same. So let me tell you the dream. Let me read to you what I wrote down as my dream.
Oh, yes! Wow!
And I'll treat it like some sort of therapy that my therapist told me to do, because apparently if you guys keep freezing from the Wi-Fi, it's just going to feel like she's going to say, write down your dreams and read them out loud to yourself and see what comes up.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do. So here's what happened. Graver. That's the Gravy Gregor.
Yeah.
That's
for sleepovers.
It's like a Gravy Gregor Centaur.
Yeah.
Who's on top?
Something tells me the penis portion should be Sean, and the front half to make us taller should be me.
Both penises. Yeah. Both penises.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you guys should have both penises.
Oh, that's my bad, obviously. How could I go against canon like that? Never mind. You can be whatever part you want,
John. I know last time I was on the show, we looked into which animals had the most and which animals had an odd number of nipples.
Yeah.
Did we ever look into if there's any animals with, like, multiple weens?
I feel like the answer is no, but
yeah,
we did not.
I also didn't think that there would be an animal with an odd number of nipples, but I don't remember what animal it was at this point. But
maybe there's a bug or something like that, or some sort of sea creature that's got multi.
Gravy, use a Google.
We need a jingle.
Yeah. We need a jingle.
His wife's gonna get home and be like Google, like on the internet, and be like, "What is this? Why do I have so many weird breeding?
Why do I just keep getting Instagram ads for?" Bug wieners.
Yeah, that was weird.
Okay, here's the dream that I had.
Yeah.
And I knew I wrote it down immediately because
I told you
I
to.
I woke. Yeah, part of that. I woke up laughing out loud, like cackling out. I wake up from dreams like, you know, you wake up from dreams angry from something that happened in a dream, but it kind of dissipates pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I was cackling for like 5 minutes in the middle of the night, annoying Cage. So
update snakes. Two peens.
Year of the snake.
Yeah, it is year of the
way
snake.
To go, snakes.
Last year the Gurg. This year the snake. Let's go.
Oh man,
you're the Gravy.
You're the Gurg. What did I call it? Graver. There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so here's what happened. So Gregor, Gravy, and I were all standing around, and like it was pretty casual.
Sounds
but,
accurate.
Like, Yeah. The mood was that we all thought Siege was dead, which is fitting because I feel like in most
still
of
tracks.
Games,
I'm picturing King of the Hill.
Yeah. It kind of was like that. Like, we were all sad and it was like upsetting,
aww.
But we weren't like, that sad. Like, we were just kind of like, we weren't outwardly emotional. So we were all standing around there and, talking about you because you were dead. Mm. And then we turned around because we heard something, and you were dressed like a hot dog, but it was like a photorealistic hot dog suit. Like, it was like your body was a hot dog.
Whoa.
And you were running away from an avalanche of hot dogs that were behind you. You guys know, like, when AI, like, you watch the AI videos where things are just kind of like, they feel like they're coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like they're just avalanching on top of
each other. It's almost like a fractal at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah. You were running away from a fractal AI avalanche of hot dogs.
Amazing.
And then you got distracted by a trampoline, and you started jumping on it, and you're having the time of your life.
Completely accurate.
You were so happy, and so I woke up laughing so hard because I think I was like relieved you weren't dead, and also glad that you found so much joy dressed up like a hot dog jumping on a trampoline.
Oh man!
I just did a spell check, and it said, "Did you mean diarrhea?" I was like, "I did mean diarrhea."
I did mean diarrhea.
That's correct.
Well, thank you.
Good job, Google. That's great. Yeah. Way to erase the holidays relating to culture from your calendar system today. But also, thanks for helping me spell diarrhea correctly. That was real nice. So.
Can we rename it the Gulf of Diarrhea?
I mean, we can, if you'd like to. Yeah.
Talk about Secretary of the Interior.
Oversees the Gulf of Diarrhea. I feel like that's what we're going to call the downstairs of your house now, is the Gulf of Diarrhea. The hot tub.
You guys want to go for a swim?
In the Gulf?
Gulf
of Diarrhea. Well, thanks for anyone who previously listened to the show and no longer does now because of all that, but that's great. That's it. Siege, how was your week, buddy?
I don't even remember it, man. I slept most of the week.
It was like, crazy. I was running, and there was hot dogs. They were everywhere.
It was a fractal of an avalanche of hot dogs, and they were just coming after me.
Good thing you found that trampoline.
Oh, man. Were you there? You saw this? I thought I was the only one who saw the trampoline.
Brandon put the memory into my mind. He's the storm father. I am just a commoner.
I incepted you.
The hot dog father.
The wiener father.
No, that's a Catholic priest, dude. Like, what are you talking about?
Dong daddy.
Dong daddy.
Those are the ones in Miami, okay? The Catholic priest in Miami. I saw a cool...
Do you have any dreams this week, Siege? Because I feel like you have good dreams.
Oh, man. The only... Like, I slept pretty much most of this week. And most of my dreams were, believe it or not, about Serena Williams. And... Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And then she showed up in the Super Bowl halftime show, and I was just so happy.
Yeah.
You dreamed it into existence.
I felt like I did.
First
for
hot dogs,
while,
then though. Thick chicks. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then I sent you guys a bunch of posts of other things that I was dreaming about, whether I was half awake or not. So,
Siege, nice. Awfully quiet this week in the chat.
Yeah, very much asleep
on the Instagram. Yeah, it was
on some new drugs for the ribs, trying to get them healed up nice and quick and not do anything. And
yeah,
rib
one
drugs.
Of the side effects of those is literally just rib drugs.
Rib drugs.
And
shaft.
And one of the side effects of those is literally just like anytime it was crazy because they were like take these with a meal and you will fall asleep pretty much, and I would have like a piece of toast and with one pill and I would be out literally on the couch not able to move for like an entire day. I lost this week was gone.
It's a good thing you lost your family first so you didn't have to worry about them.
It's true.
Yeah
Oof. Not that I ever did.
Yeah. Worry? Or you know, yeah.
Not that I ever worried about them.
Yeah.
Or had them or cared.
My life all week has been Minecraft. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Minecraft, but my 7-year-old just discovered it. And let me tell you, he could play all day, every day, and I don't give a crap. He's not allowed to play his mother's house because she's the one who suggested it, but then said that he could only play it at my house, and I was like, yeah, great. And so now he just plays Minecraft all day long, and I just zone out. I could just take one of Siege's rib drugs and be good. So
this would be amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Minecraft, pretty awesome. I'm actually pretty impressed. He won't let me play very much, but I definitely want to because it's pretty fun. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to ever spend any time
with it. My son played so much Minecraft when he was Space Baby's age.
Yeah.
And I could never get the hang of it. I would just watch him. Like, all of a sudden, he would have like a giant. He always loved to do these things where he would like take logos of stuff that I wear. So he would see like Sounders logos or like ECS logos, and he would just build giant like 50-story buildings that looked like these logos in Minecraft.
Cool.
And I would be like, "How are you doing this?" He's like, "Well, this is obsidian rock, and this is emerald, and I need this pickaxe." And da 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 da. I'm all like, true. "All right, I'm done."
Yeah. I knew that I wanted to do it. This has been 10 years ago when I saw somebody build a pig cannon, where they stacked up a bunch of TNT and then they put a pig on it and then they hit it and it shot a pig like. You know,
I like that
way out of the, you know, loaded world or whatever.
I have never been interested in Minecraft until right this second.
Dude, it's you got to be careful because it is easy to just sit there and be like, oh, what if all that was purple instead? And you're just like, click, 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 and it's
I'm going to change every single brick one at a time.
Yeah, and there's two modes you can play in. You can play just in creator mode where you just have unlimited everything and you can just reshape the world however you want. And so basically we just dig out mountains and then put cats in them. Also, you can have unlimited cats. It's awesome. So we have a lot of axolotls. You have a
volcano that erupts cats.
I'm going to have to work on that. He'll love that. He's into like making like hatching creatures and then making them hump. And then nice. It was pretty awesome. We were driving on the way home from school the other day and he was like, "How come that happens?" And I was like, "Like, what do you mean?" And so I had to, you know, I'm actually like pretty competent at like communicating difficult things to the kid, and so it's pretty fun, and he's like smart enough or whatever. And so I was able to explain sex to him without having to like ruin him as a 7-year-old or whatever, because he doesn't actually care about that. He was like, "No, just how do I make sure that the orange cat has an orange baby?" And I was like, "Well, you don't let it in with a neighbor cat, that's for sure." lots of cats, lots of meowing coming from the iPad as I'm like just zoned out, like pretending to clean the kitchen while I sneak pie.
Wait till
whatever.
He finds the bunnies or the sheep.
Oh yeah, we've had plenty of bunny humping. Let me tell you,
who are you sneaking pie from?
I buy pie and then
it's your house.
No, I can't eat it in front of him because then he's gonna want my pie.
Oh yeah, okay.
And you can pie at like 7 p.m. Then he's gonna be like, "Oh, I'm crazy, I can't go to bed." And then I'm like, "Oh, we're gonna play more Minecraft." God,
it is funny. I feel like with toddlers, I've found I should have known that because I feel like I'm always covertly eating everything, like as if like eating everything that I eat was drugs, except for the fact that
rib drugs.
And then like my kids were my parents, and I didn't want them to know that I was doing the drugs, and so I would just find different ways to like be right in front of them and like. Act like I'm yawning and just pop two lines of goldfish in
my
mouth.
Hey, does the counter smell weird to anyone else? Who wants to clean the hot tub? The Gulf of Diarrhea.
The Gulf of Diarrhea. Anybody want to see my pig cannon? Garbage.
Aww.
Hot garbage.
Thank you, that's better. Yeah, were we saying something?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Never.
Gregor and I, this is not going to interest you guys because you haven't read the books that we read.
Yeah.
But anybody that listens to our show that might also be into the books that we read, the Stormlight Archive, where they suck off Stormlight.
Yeah.
They
I'm full of Stormlight, guys.
We saw the AI.
A legitimate Nerd Talk story this week that I sent Gregor, but only not because I cared about the technology at all.
You didn't send it to me. You just said one line, and then I was like, I immediately understood where you were coming from. You were like, "Hey, did you hear the story about the quantum teleporting?" And I was like, "What? No." And then you were like, "Yeah, there's a computer on either end." And then I was like, "Oh, like span reads." That was went. So the way quantum computing works is that you have entangled pairs of things. And so if you switch one on here, wherever the other particle that's, you know, associated with it is, will also turn on.
They call them qubits.
And so your qubits.
Qubits or qubits.
So like they like think a lot about like how would it work if you had one in a black hole, and like how does the, you know, the relativity affect it and stuff, and does it affect it, and could you have, like, could you be on a spaceship 1,000 light years away and still be connected back to Earth via quantum computing entanglements? That way you could communicate real time, which is exactly what the communication format is in the Stormlight Archive. They have like basically a magic wand with a pen on the end of it, and one person writes with it on one side and it scribbles on the other side too, and then you take turns going back and forth to write each other, like pen pals, only magic
instant.
Yeah,
basically like pen pals but magic AOL instant messenger.
Yeah, only without like imagine if you like were trying to send someone like a pic or something like that, like draw it out.
You know, I have not until just now have I thought about the fact that you could I played Dungeons and Dragons one time,
yeah,
and there was a, or I don't know what version of it life. Was because I yeah but they there was one spell that one of the people in our party had, which was called Mage Hand, which I think is like a pretty popular
unfold
spell.
What's that white powder in your mage hand?
But my the one person
pretty long.
Who had that spell basically he used that spell to just go old soft hand Greggs on everybody in the party. So, wow. Like, you'd be in the middle of a fight, and it'd be like, Dana uses Mage Hand to jerk you off. Which was, yeah, exactly. Which was great. But now I'm thinking, like, man, if Brandon Sanderson, the author of the Stormlight Archive,
I reflect, and it goes straight to the dragon.
How did you fight him? Well,
well, we have to see what he rolls.
Yeah,
we didn't exactly we just, fight him.
We just hoped that the dragon would have post nut clarity and realize everything that he was doing was just way too much.
You know how they breed racehorses? Well, let me tell you.
Wait, we breed race dragons?
Old, so Gregor casts soft hand on the dragon.
To say it, if Brandon Sanderson was less Mormon, his books would probably use a lot more span reads or trapped spren,
yeah,
to like give each other handies across the country.
Oh my god! Like, yeah, if you just like made like a glove, and you connected it to that, and then like you put your hand in there, and like
it's like the power glove.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly.
Except there's a bunch of like mortified spren trapped in the rubies.
Because
the idea. I'm a boner spread. Oh no.
That reminds me of the Amazon ad that Brandon sent earlier in the week that was just like the giant Lego hands.
Yeah.
That are just like that.
I don't think I watched that.
Oh,
there are gloves.
No.
There are gloves that you could put on, but that would make your hands look like the Lego hands, like just the little
yeah,
they're
clamps.
That's, yeah, that's what one of those is, old soft hands are there.
Yeah. You could also choke a Lego man to death with that hand, so that's pretty cool.
That's your mage hand spell, yeah, right there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, well, I got some cool Florida news. That's fun, right? Yeah. I think this is really interesting. I got to get this all sorted out because it says dog diarrhea here, and I don't know if that's what I wanted to. I think Florida's close to giving us the next Teenage Mutant Ninja something. This time it is crocodiles.
Yes.
I forgot to write down the name of the location where they're at, but there is a nuclear power plant, and crocodiles love living outside of it. And I was like, well, this is definitely, yeah, that sounds right.
Is it like warm water, like from the,
I'll get to it. Yeah. It's, the crocodiles, it's, first of all, I don't know how the alligator population feels about this, but then I did a little research and it turns out that the American crocodile and the American alligator both inhabit Florida because of course, and like, I don't know if they hate each other or not, but they're pretty similar. They can be up to 20 feet long, which I saw like a big old alligator that was like, he thought it came for Ari, our fanboat driver, thought it was, I don't know, I can't remember what he said, like 9 or 11 feet long or something. Yeah. 11 feet long, yes. But it was like, yeah. Like,
there was a second alligator.
This one's a croc, actually. But again, like other crocodiles, pointy nose, and these ones, the crocodiles have lighter, like, what do you call them, scales or whatever? Yeah. Of course, I thought that, like, this was how you get Godzilla was where my brain went, but because that's how you literally get Godzilla. Yes. So, like, wait, hold on. Oh, real quick, when I searched for do crocodiles, and I was going to say get along with alligators or fight alligators, it said the autofill was do crocodiles die of old age? And I was like, how is that the top question?
Would people because it's been around for hundreds of years.
I think that there is a that's a now a question that I have because question of the week to crocodile. Yes. All right. Cool. Answered. Let us know in the Spotify comments whether you're not no, but like I think there was something that like crocodiles could in the right conditions just continue to grow and basically not die. Like they could, if I remember reading the thing correctly. So I think that was like maybe it was like a headline that went around for a while that was like kind of sensational and then probably a bunch of people Googled it.
I was like, of course they die of old age, you donkeys. Like, of course. And then I was like, says it like right? And then someone like Brandon was like, well, what if they don't? And I was like, oh no, now I don't know what to think. Like, is Google gaslighting me? Is this what gaslighting actually is? Where I'm like, of course crocodiles die. And they're like,
Gulf of America. They're absolutely
sure about that?
Gaslighting you.
Yeah.
Crocodiles don't die of old age. They die of bone cancer from standing outside the nuclear power plant all the freaking time.
Unless they retire to the Gulf of Diarrhea first.
That's true.
Then they die of butt cancer.
Yeah. The crocodiles thrive at Turkey Point. Oh, I did write it down. That's great. For a handful of reasons. Its constant water level reduces the risk of nest flooding. It's relatively free from human disturbance because we're not dumb enough to mess with crocodiles. Well, those of us outside of Florida. And there's not a lot of, how do you say this, predation, like from predators from other animals. So, and I was like, who is hunting crocodiles? Like, what other animal
the
besides
crocodile
us?
Crocodile hunter?
Floridians? Yeah, there was literally a dude, a superhero with that name.
That makes me very happy. Yeah, so I feel like we're just like one mistake away from having Teenage Mutant Ninja crocodiles.
Oh, yes.
Or maybe they'd be Kung Fu crocodiles. That seems better.
Oh, Brandon, yeah. Didn't Kung you Fu already Crocs. Make an emoji for that?
Kung Fu Crocs.
Did. I wonder if there's a way like...
Can AI write us a theme song for that real quick? The Teenage Mutant Kung Fu Crocodiles?
The guy that wrote the...
Yes!
It's the Excel. Yes!
I feel like this is the. I think that's the song that goes that plays before Kung Fury.
Action!
Up next is Kung Fury, but don't forget this weekend at 7. It's the EXO. Yeah. Oh, all right.
Sorry.
I think Siege just made $100.
Sounds pretty good.
It was.
Anyway, so Siege, like, when I was there, there was no mention of crocodiles ever, and so I don't know if it's, like, a regional thing or what, but, like, everything was alligators. There's the Florida gators, yeah.
For the most part, it's always been alligators. Crocodiles aren't, well, I don't want to say they're...
The crocodile hunter dies, and this is what happens.
Exactly. He stops hunting.
He kept the population cold.
They're an invasive species. No. The American alligator was always...
Like, I don't even...
I mean, they could be. To be perfectly honest with you, there are more crocodiles in Central America than they are in South Florida and everything else like that.
So they're Colombian?
So, yes. The place that I saw the most crocodiles I've ever seen was Costa Rica. And, I mean, they're, like, on the beach. They're under the bridges. Every single place you go, and they are massive. These are, like, multi-ton, just giant bastards that I'm very afraid of. And they all seem like the color of Gravy's room right now. They're, like, very light.
Is that kind of like a color? Or
yes,
is that like
yes.
All right. Come to Dallas.
Yeah, all right.
Well. No, but it's like, yeah, they've always been like a very small percentage of the population compared to the alligators. And I don't know what happened over the last, like, I want to say decade or so, but it just feels like they've just gotten more and more and more and more. Yeah. So.
Hi there, Gerg here. We had a technical problem, and so there's something wrong with Brandon's wires, and so he's just going to start talking about a home studio out of nowhere, right? Now.
I just threw my phone across the room. I know, I'm going to invest in a whole studio. Does this sound terrible, you guys? Like, is it really, really bad?
No, it's fine.
Actually, whatever you just did with your computer, I don't hear
it's
it
better.
Anymore.
Yeah, it's better.
Oh, okay. I just moved it a bit.
Stop moving it!
Did it get worse?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just preemptively yelling at you.
Cool.
I looked up for a long time today how to rewire my basement so that I could actually install a studio in my basement.
Oh, yeah?
So Horse Ghost Basement is going to be a thing.
Oh, yeah,
so,
I heard you're trying to start a podcast without us.
No, it's not going to happen anymore.
So you're just going to buy podcast stuff for the hell of it?
Yeah, to hang out with you guys and not sound like the worst... one on the show.
He no, just wants Gravy's to... the worst sounding one on the show. Don't worry
oh,
about
yeah,
that.
You're right. Okay.
He just wants to have buttons.
No. I just want to have buttons, and I want to have... You guys, I remember when we recorded, and Gregor and I were in Seattle, and CG, you guys were just like playing with your buttons, and I was just sitting there so... Yeah. Yep. Yep.
That's all he
exactly.
wants.
Exactly. I have no power. I it's like the power dynamic is very imbalanced here.
Why did you want me to get into the Gulf of Diarrhea?
You gonna bring that butt over here or what?
Ow!
Come on, I need that butthole.
Ah, there it is. All right, good.
Okay. Anyway, cool guys. I love the show. I love not being able to touch buttons while you guys all hang out and play with your buttons.
I don't have any buttons.
You have buttons. You always have buttons.
What? No, I'm not at work. If I'm at work, I have buttons, but not at home.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I could probably like figure it out if I really was pressed to get something out. Like, all right, let's see.
You should get some home buttons.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
What? Yeah, I guess. If that's what we need. Sure.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
Wow.
See, buttons just make things more fun.
Well, they get abused, though, too, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. that giant censored beep and me screaming, no, 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 last week.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, I remember. Okay. Well,
I would know.
And stuff, you were on the show.
Last week, was I?
Yes. Remember Siege talked about or something like that?
I honestly don't remember. My brother texted me something like from the show. Steven, thank you for listening and being the only person that ever talks to me about our show.
Aww.
This teacher brother.
Hey,
sister brother's birthday. Yeah.
Tell your sister brother what's up for Siege, please.
Thank you.
Sister brother's birthday is on Thursday this week.
Yeah. Can I get her address so I can send her something?
Hi.
I don't actually think I know what her address is.
Hi.
We have like a good relationship. We just don't care about each other. Teacher brother reached out and he sent me like a quote from the show and told me about how much it was making him laugh. And I was like, whoa, was that something on the show this week? I haven't listened yet. He was like, You were on.
You were on it.
I'm texting you because
you said it.
You're the one who made me laugh.
Guys, I literally have no idea. Like, I literally feel like something traumatic must have happened because I'm blocking it out of my memory entirely. I don't remember talking to you guys at all.
Well, I'm hurt, first of all, but also I get it. Yeah.
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 My favorite thing is when I get messages from Brandon.
Yeah, about, that's the best.
Hey, I finally listened to the show. You know what? It's actually pretty good. I like our show.
I think he listened for 5 weeks in a row at one point, and I was like, wow.
I was like, oh my God, he's going to start listening, you guys.
So I have a thing where, like, I have to listen to all of this nonsense to produce it, and then so by the time it comes out, I download it so that way we get the credit or whatever, but I don't, like, go back and listen to it unless I do. And then I'm like, this is the third time I've heard this. The first, me speaking it. The second, me editing it. And then the third, now I'm just, like, laughing at it. So, like, if nothing else, it entertains us, which is nice. I know Gravy listens to it every week because he's the best. And I'm sure Siege does because who knows what he's up to. But he drives so much. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that you and I, Brandon, are the weakest link when it comes to actually listening to our own show. And then both of us have an awful memory about the things that we said. So
weird.
Yeah.
Wonder what happened there.
I've got some science stuff to actually talk about other than Florida and radiation beasts or whatever, which is always fun. You guys hear about this experimental aircraft, the XB-1?
Hell yeah.
I think I said the X1B on the radio today. That's a mistake. It's clearly written XB1 here. Yeah. Ooh. The XB1 is an experimental craft that they're trying to figure out how we can travel at supersonic speed without creating sonic booms like Guile down here on Earth. If you know that reference, you old.
Sonic boom.
It's completed its test flights and found that we can fly a jet breaking the sound barrier without causing a disruptive sonic boom. It's not a giant mute button. Like, I can hit right here. And I'm back. It's not one of those buttons that makes me stop talking, if only that was used more. It's more disappointing than that. And I was really bummed out when I read exactly what it was that they did to make this possible. It's so frustrating. They're like, what they want to do is they want to have commercial flight available for people at, like, 60% faster speeds. The Concorde, which you can see at the Museum of Flight here in Seattle, was an example of that. And it never really went anywhere other than back and forth between France and London and New York or whatever. But the project never really went anywhere because it was too disruptive, they were saying. And it was expensive and couldn't get enough people going and stuff. But they want to figure out how to make it more accessible.
Wasn't there, like, a really, like, high-profile crash, too, that basically, like, ruined everything?
I mean, that's just because they defunded the FAA last week, okay? That's probably why. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yes, also that. But planes crash. I'm sorry for the people who die and stuff like that, but it's, like, one of those weird things about when you put a metal bird in the air and then it doesn't work. It's, like, unfortunately going to go badly for everyone involved.
I'm pretty sure, like, with the Concorde one, it would, like, crashed off the runway and it, like, because of the speed, didn't it go through, like, a town or something like that?
I don't know about the town part, but it did crash at the end of a runway. I'm sure there was probably awful casualties and people I'm being flippant about it, but also, like, that sucks. But also, if you gotta go, that's the way, all right?
Yeah, just, like, as fast as possible.
It went through a hotel, yeah. Was there a second hotel, or was it just the...
Multiple hotels.
Second crocodile. Anyway, so it turns out that
supersonic crocodile.
Can you imagine that? That's when they get real, when you have Mach 1.3 crocodile flies by. Sonic boom! Jump. Okay. God damn it. So the way the math works on this, I can't remember what it's called now. Maybe Gravy can look it up. It's a Mach something. It's where they, when you're going a certain, so what happens is, like, when you throw a pebble into the water and the ring of the ripple goes out in a ring or whatever, those are the waves being caused by the thing traveling through the water. When you have a plane that flies through the air, the air particles around it, even though we can't see them the same way, get pushed out. When you go a certain speed, more of them get pushed faster and faster and faster, more at once, and they become effectively building a wall of particles that ends up being what everyone loves in rock and roll, the wall of sound. So if you're on the ground below where that happens, you get hit by you feel the physical nature of it. And it makes a loud noise as well. It's called a sonic boom. It can break windows. I remember one of the coolest things in middle school was there was a planned sonic boom that was going to happen near the Air Force Base in Albuquerque. And they were like, as students, they were like, The mock cutoff. Thank you. Go outside at 11:51 a.m. and there's going to be a sonic boom. And so we all got to go out there, and a plane that we couldn't see broke the sound barrier above us. And it was, the whole school was like, whoa. Now, if you live on the Space Coast, this happens regularly. And
yeah, know. With SpaceX or Blue Origin or any of the ones that are trying to land the actual first stage, when they reignite the stage as it's coming back through the atmosphere, they'll even say it in the newspaper the day of. It's like a sonic boom warning for today, scheduled around this time. This is the window, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And when the engines fire coming back through the atmosphere, you get your first one. But then when they refire as they're actually landing, you get a second one. So from where we were standing out on the beach right there, you feel it. It's like a punch in the chest.
Because it can travel such a far distance.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So now, when it comes to these planes traveling, there's a sweet spot when they're flying that if you're at a certain altitude, and the altitude's important because there's air pressure involved, you're at a certain altitude, and it goes through the thinner air up there. As the sound dissipates and heads towards the ground, the speed that you're traveling actually kind of, it creates almost like a drag effect to it. So it doesn't actually reach the ground where you're at. Instead, it kind of inverts and goes back up, which is pretty weird. So the trick to avoiding having sonic booms and jets all these times has been to just fly higher. That was the answer all along.
Are you serious?
Now, the problem is it's like Tsiolkovsky's equation for space flight, which is like the more mass you want to take up, the more fuel you have to do to accelerate the mass. And then that weighs more, so then you need more fuel for the fuel, and then more fuel for that fuel, and it becomes like this diminishing returns, right? And so, like, if there's like a sweet spot of between Mach 1 and Mach 1.3 where you can make this technology work for you, the Mach cutoff is what it's called, and so if you wanted to go a little faster, you have to go a little bit higher. But as you do that, it's harder and harder to get up high to take that many people. The safety goes down. These things happen. And so you can only get to a certain speed to find that sweet spot. So 1.3, which is faster than like the 600 knots that planes, like commercial airplanes, travel at currently. Like, what is the sound barrier? Like 700 and something or whatever. It's like, so they're getting like reasonably close, but it's really inefficient, that speed that they go at. When you get going faster and you go higher, it's more efficient air travel, supposedly. So they want to do that, but this whole time they're like, the XB1 has done it. We've tested it. It flew a little bit higher than the other ones, and it was a success. And I'm like, oh, stop it. So yeah, congratulations, nerds.
Well, what about the NASA plane, the X-59
space shuttle? I believe they retired that when they...
No. The other one. I just sent it to the chat. It's the Lockheed Martin X-59. That's their supersonic quiet supersonic aircraft.
There it is.
This one's actually able to fly at lower altitudes without breaking the sound barrier. The way that they did is they extended the nose on it far enough. What does this say? Commercial airplanes typically, gravy in the chat, commercial airplanes typically fly at speeds of 460 to 575 miles per hour. During cruise, supersonic is 761. The NASA space plane has been clocked at 925 without breaking the sound barrier. Because of the stretched out nose.
Interesting. So it doesn't compress the air around it.
Exactly. What happens is it actually kind of spreads it out further instead of compressing before it punches through. It allows it to, what is that called? The Bernoulli effect? I can't remember. It's like how the waves happen coming around something. Because the nose is out longer, it actually increases the area that they can stretch out before they break.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Look at that. We talked about something
cool.
And we all kind of understood what we were saying. This is amazing. Now, I'm sure I was hella wrong about, I used hella for instance, but I'm sure I was hella wrong about like how I said the thing. But basically the idea is that finding the sweet spot is a bunch of variables. So you'd actually, to do this non-sonic boom, supersonic travel in a more standard jet, it's more about finding the sweet spot in the weather conditions and the atmospheric conditions than it is about making new technology, which I think is really...
That is cool.
It's about finding a way to make more money off of it for people who are going to pay to do it.
The joke was like, well, this is cool. This is a step to get us closer to everybody being able to fly faster and farther, right? No, this is for the ultra rich, you idiot. Like, obviously, this is not...
And the military.
Yeah, exactly. We got to deliver the bombs better. And then you get the human pilots out of there, and it's even, you know, it's even more devastating or whatever. Yeah. I got one more story, and then maybe we could do some Guinness time. If I'm drinking, I'm literally drinking a Guinness today, so that's nice.
Congratulations,
it's been a while,
sir.
Since we've done some Guinness time.
There's a dude who. Do you guys understand how crypto works? This is not me pitching you crypto, by the way. I'm not trying to. You guys ever hear Bitcoin? Let me talk to you about it for a minute. Basically, there's a. I'm just going to make this really generic, but there's a combination to unlock. Your specific coin, and in order to have another coin added to it, you have to take the first one and add the next combination to it, and then you use your computing power and his computing power and all theirs, and you keep adding more and more digits to it. But each time you want to pass this around to build it bigger, it's called mining, you have to add another sequence of numbers to the end of it. And so now the number for Bitcoin is a gazillion digits long or whatever, and they've had to fold it and do all these things to try and make it make more sense, right? So a guy who was early in, he built up a Bitcoin wallet helping to mine forever, to the point where he has something that by the pricing of this month or whatever, it would be worth $700 million.
Holy smokes.
And so if he started, you know, when it was worth a couple cents or whatever, I know a guy who bought a house in Seattle because he's never had a job the entire time I knew him, because he was just mining Bitcoin 15 years ago. And then it blew up, and he was like, oh, I'm literally a millionaire now without doing anything except for posting, you know, takes on the internet. Kudos to him. That's awesome. He used to listen to our dumb podcast, which was really nice.
What's up, dummy?
That's how you get smart.
Obviously, if we didn't take our own advice, unfortunately. Anyway, he tried to talk me into it back in the day. I was like, that's crazy. I'm too busy for that. So this guy has a $700 million wallet, and it was stored on his hard drive at his house. And then apparently he threw the hard drive in the trash. And then he...
Physically threw the hard drive in
literally
the trash?
Literally.
Like dragged and dropped his wallet into the...
No. Like if you took your... if you took, you know... Maverick's or Goose's dog tags and threw them off the side of the aircraft carrier.
In the ocean.
Yeah, it's like that. And so he knows where his garbage goes. He, like, realized that he knows where his garbage goes, which landfill it would go to, because he, like, tracked it down because he's smart enough to figure out how to do Bitcoin. But
dumb enough to throw it away.
And he's now considering whether or not he's going to buy the landfill and start digging through the trash to find it.
Isn't this the... I thought he was already digging through it, but they were trying to tell him that he has to stop now.
Perhaps.
And he was going to buy the...
Sure, we have more trash.
Like, we've got to add more. No!
We have to keep putting trash here.
None shall trash!
Shut down for myself.
I wonder if he's, like, as he's digging through... I've always wondered, like, if you dig through a landfill or a giant heap of trash that's been piling up for years and years, and how much, like, actual money accidentally gets thrown away.
Yeah.
So maybe he will cumulatively... find, you know, maybe a couple $1,000 while he's looking for the trash.
Only spent $11 million on buying the dump,
It'll ease the pain.
It's like my plan of winning a small lottery and then using all the money to buy all more lottery tickets to try and win a big lottery.
So makes perfect sense.
Do you go more insane wondering how you threw away your own hard drive, or digging through the literal mountain of trash trying to find it? Which one would drive you crazier? And I also ask, why not both?
Yeah.
How much of the... So he has a hard drive with a blockchain on it that's worth
$700
million.
Yeah.
I'm sure that throughout this process, it's not like he's been, like, not taking any money out of it. So he's got...
He can't. He can't access it.
No. I mean, not out of the... Like, not now. Obviously, he's thrown it away. But up until the point that he threw it away, he's probably living comfortably, right? Like, the dude's got hundreds of millions of dollars in the trash, essentially. But before that, he had been probably making withdrawals, right, through that time.
Who knows?
It's so... Okay,
well, because it costs money to, like, make withdrawals. I mean, I'm not a crypto bro or anything, but I do have a couple of coins. Some of my friends down here... You guys know the mystical the sunglasses with the buttholes on them.
Yeah, sure, of course.
So my same buddy,
mystical.
Yeah. My same buddy made butthole coins and mined them way back when this first started.
Mined deep into this gulf of diarrhea.
Deep into the gulf of diarrhea. And we came across butthole coins.
Hey, baby, you want to mine some butthole coins this weekend or what?
So in our group, I have four original butthole coins that I guess if he were to sell them when they first started, they would have been $50 each. They're worth like, I don't know, because they're not popular and he only made about 100 of them. They're worth like maybe $1,000 each now.
Yeah.
But the only way I can get them is I have to have a certain number code that changes all the time that comes to me that I have to write down on a piece of paper, and then I have to access that through some app and then enter in the same code on a different computer at the same time. It's complicated. They don't want you to make it. And if you were to sell it, they charge you to sell it. They charge you to process it. They charge the other person to buy it. There's like all sorts of different fees that go across it. So I've just like let it sit there, and I'm like, I got a couple of buttholes worth a few $1,000.
Well, I just,
this guy will go, I feel like he will go crazy knowing that he has a $700 million, and that's assuming that it didn't get crushed.
It's got to be more by now too.
Do you think it probably is like beyond repair as well, right?
I would think so.
Like the unit itself?
Yes, like it goes into the trash, it goes into the truck, and it does, the trucks do some level of compression as they're driving. I don't know. I mean, every truck is different. But then they get to the place, and then they dump it, and then there's usually a big old tractor or bulldozer or something like that that is pushing that trash back into a pile. Good thing you didn't throw it away in Spokane, because everything just gets lit on fire here. we just burn all the trash, and so that would be gone immediately. So I just don't like it's. It's got to be a lost cause.
He's got to have some sort of like Mission Impossible team that can recreate everything, the data that's on it.
But if you find it, I will pay you. But if you don't find it, I have no money to give you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right.
So I think your suspicion that he might be comfortably rich already could be valid.
That's where I'm thinking, like, he has to have withdrawn some money already so that he can actually finance this thing. Otherwise, he's taking out, like, these insurmountable loans to be able to pay some people that he might be able to pay back eventually if he can find this.
Imagine if it takes you, like, it's like me playing the lottery. Imagine if you, like, spends 29 years digging for it in the trash and then he finds it, like, 6 months before he dies or whatever, and it's like, well,
instant billionaire.
In 100 years, this is going to be like a parable of our time that people tell the story. The man who threw away his heart bought the landfill to find a hard drive.
Oh my God. People would be like, a what? Like, yeah, they used to put all their trash into a big pile. It was crazy, idiots.
Now that we all shoot it into space.
Shoot it into my arm. And then... All right. Well, that's okay. Well,
meth spread.
So I guess I should open up. I guess I should open up the old internet. I guess we should do some Guinness time. Go a little sound effect action there. That's nice.
Nice,
love that.
Guinness time. Where
the people that do the sound effects, the
Foley,
not stoichiometry,
foliometry,
Foley. Yeah, Foley.
Yeah, Foley artist. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
You're good.
What was the point?
Because didn't you do that? You
did I did some live Foley.
Yeah.
Good job, me. All right. Well. Guinness time is where we look at, no one here but me is, I think, following Guinness World Records on the internet, and then I look at records, and then these guys guess to see who can get the closest to what the record would be.
I did go back and look at the woman with the thighs crushing the watermelons.
I know.
Guys, is this something that we talked about?
Okay, well, this is... I don't know. I have no frame of reference for this, but maybe you guys do.
Uh-oh.
Of course, this is an American that set this record, but the fastest round of disc golf by an individual fastest round of disc golf. I don't know if that means he did 18 holes or buckets or whatever it is, but yeah, he was able to play a full round of disc golf in a pretty amazing time.
18 chainmail poles.
I think, Gravy, I think you won last time, didn't you? Or no, it was a tie last time. All three of you guys had one or something like that? Yeah. Brandon, you're on my far left, so you're starting first today.
I'm going to say 27 minutes.
27
minutes. No, sorry. No, 35 minutes.
35 minutes. Okay, 35 minutes. Final answer.
Ooh, 18 holes, sprinting at each one of them. Probably about a minute plus, maybe 20 minutes.
What did he say? 35. You said 20. Gravy says
Gravy said five minutes. Just say $1.
No, he messed up because he should have said $1. It was 4 minutes and 58 seconds.
What?
Congratulations to American Jonathan Wolfrath.
Yeah. There's no way.
That's no way.
Name. How did he do that? What, did he just stand in the middle of the thing and just throw them?
I mean,
that's gotta be like, well, all 18 holes were in.
They were all right next to each other.
From one point, and you could turn in every direction.
Throwing it 6 feet back and forth between two buckets, just like two trash cans.
Oh, it's not ski ball.
Okay, well, this one seems real painful. I actually watched this one earlier today and planned to use it already, but this one seems real painful. The Guinness World Record for most wasabi eaten in 1 minute.
Ooh.
Most wasabi eaten in 1 minute. I'm going to, spoiler alert, a Japanese man is the champion.
What?
So, the land of wasabi.
Are they wasabi peas or is this grams?
This is wasabi. I can't tell if it's like proper root or not, but it is like what you get at sushi. It is a ball. It is like a bowl full of green, like, stuff. Like, I don't know what you call paste.
Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Can we do 1 minute of wasabi on the show?
No. I thought I could, but the other day I did one eraser, like pencil eraser size piece of wasabi, and it ruined like an hour of my day. It was not awesome. It ruined the rest of my sushi.
I'll do wines of wasabi, baby. Let's go.
That is foolish.
You guys, I am living I'm invincible right now.
Yeah.
Because I ate a very greasy, saucy beef dish for lunch, and then for dinner I had a curry. And I'm just living based on the fact that your donuts cured me, and I can't poop poorly anymore.
Well, welcome.
So
don't get in that hot tub.
Everything I do.
Most wasabi eaten in 1 minute. Oh. I'll take grams or ounces to answer Gravy's question.
Okay. Which is it, Gravy? Gravy says 10 grams, weight 10 ounces. 10 ounces of wasabi in a minute? Ugh.
10 ounces, says Gravy? Okay, 10 ounces.
24. Yeah. It's like get a full old
11.
11?
Most 11 wasabi ounces. Eaten in 1 minute, 391 grams, or 13.79 ounces by Takamasa Suzuki of Japan.
Wow.
Congratulations to Brandon. That's 1 point for Brandon, 1 point for me, since you guys all missed it the last one. Hooray for Gerg.
You're the
same. I feel like there should be an asterisk on that one, because there's no damn way that he did that,
dude. To watch him do it, this one's worth going back and watching, because I mean he's not only hating his life, but his butthole is literally attacking him from the inside. Like, we're moving out, it's over. The guy next to him who's watching him eat is like, god damn, are you serious right now?
1 minute of wasabi, 50 minutes of diarrhea.
15 days. Yeah. He finished his entire bowl. It's real bad. It just looks.
How do you do it? Just really curious. Is he doing it with chopsticks or is he doing it with a spoon?
They have spoons there, and so he used a spoon. A big, probably like a soup spoon, like a big. No, is that the big spoon? Soup spoon?
Yeah, the big old. Yeah.
All right. I'll let you guys have a choice here. Tallest. Oh, well, it's got to be this one. We'll finish on this one, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a real good. That's real good. Okay. Tallest living water buffalo.
I forget. Do we measure from the shoulder or from the head?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know what the withers are? Because that's the answer.
Yes, it's the shoulders, where the neck connects to the shoulders.
The tallest living water buffalo, I'll give you some insight. He's from Thailand.
Wow. Are we measuring in hands?
Yeah.
Tiny little Thai hands or in soft Gerg hands?
Ooh.
Tiny little Thai hands.
I want to do soft Gerg hands.
Unfortunately, I don't know what the measurement is for soft Gerg hands. So we're going to say in centimeters or in inches or feet and inches. Like either metric, either one. I have both. Okay, who won that last one? Brandon won the last one. So he gets to go last or first? What's the rule on this, guys?
Who cares? Okay. He's going to go last. He gets the honor.
Sorry. Oh, I just went first.
I was going to go 6'9".
6 foot 5 inches?
Yeah.
Okay. Siege, you said 6 foot nine, 69. Yeah. Nice.
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 Sean Gravy Gervin in the chat. 6 feet.
6 feet.
1 inch.
At 185 centimeters tall, that is 6 foot 0.8 inches.
Oh.
Hoof to withers. King Kong.
Hoof to withers.
King Kong, the water buffalo.
Hoof to withers is now how I measure everything. Yeah. I want a stoichiometry everything in hoof to withers.
There are just some.
How tall is Paul Hogan?
Hoof to withers.
Are we measuring from hoof to withers?
But do it in nipples.
And to complete the theme of knocking, or in this case, not knocking over two towers. You know that magic trick where people pull the tablecloth out and then the dining set stays on the table?
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of that, we have two Jenga towers. Are we boring you, Brandon? Huge audible yawn. I wasn't even looking at the screen. My dog even heard it and came over to be like, is it time for bed? That was great. I'm hungry.
Sorry.
Tallest double Jenga tower cloth, they say pulled with body, okay? But you need to know that the guy attached the cloth underneath the Jenga towers to his body via nipple clamps.
Oh, it was definitely Paul Hogan.
It was Paul Hogan. Yeah, because he's got them already pierced. It was really easy just to tie a little carabiner on there. He was great.
I don't think anyone will be surprised to find out that this man, Japanese.
Yeah.
You call that a tablecloth.
Tallest double Jenga tower.
Ugh.
Cloth pulled with the body.
Each
from hoof to withers?
What's a double? It's not two Jenga towers, it's just one Jenga tower.
No, two. It's double. It's a double Jenga tower.
Two towers right next to each other.
That's why I said the two towers thing when you were yawning.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm censoring myself so hard right now.
So
68 centimeters.
68 centimeters, says Siege.
How many inches is that?
Gravy says 6 feet.
6 feet's too tall.
Oh, no, 28 inches.
What did you say, Siege?
I said 68 centimeters.
God damn it. Can you guys please communicate in the same, like... I don't want to have to stoic it. I will. I'm going to, but it's like.
Wait, what did Gravy say?
Gravy 28 inches. Hold on. 28 inches to centimeters. I'll be right back. 71. So 68, 71.
Oh, one. I'm saying one. 1 centimeter.
Tallest double Jenga tower cloth pull with body via nipple clamps. 78 centimeters. Congratulations to Kazuhisa Yukusa of Japan.
Hogan.
Sorry, excuse me. Paul Hogan. Congratulations. Paul Hogan.
Wait, did Gravy get that one?
He got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gravy's got Google.
Two for Gravy.
I'm not making him use up all his Googles enough.
Yeah, he's using the Googles.
Two for Gravy, one for Brandon, one for the house. Is that right?
One for the house.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe next time, Siege. That's been Guinness time. Mystic. All right, well, it's time for What Did We Learn This Week, the part of the show where we find out what we learned or what we didn't learn with our producer, Sean Gravy Gervin. Sean Gravy Gervin, what did we learn this week?
Man, I learned that there's such a thing as a hemipenis.
What?
It's animals that have multiple
Is it really
penises.
Small, like for guys who talk about having a hemi?
It's a multiple hemispherical. It's a multi-headed penis that does things interestingly. Yeah.
It's like
that's what snakes and lizards have. It's very weird. I'll send you the wiki on it because that led me down a rabbit hole as to the animals with the 12 weirdest penises.
Your wife is going to be digging through your phone again, and she'll be like, "What are you looking at?"
Yeah,
this is what he did all show.
Yeah. I mean, sea slugs have a disposable regenerating penis. My favorite one is the sea
turtles.
That
sounds amazing.
I know. Sea turtles have a massive, terrifying penis. They're usually
according to you or according to science?
According to science is what it says.
Is this your opinion?
Darren Naish at the Scientific American said soft-shell leatherback turtles that were 8 feet long have penises that are over half the length of their body.
That was the penis becoming erect and hitting the bell next to it.
Yes.
It was.
Exactly where my mind was.
But the things we learned
It
this
also
week,
thought that the bell was a mate, so that's to be fair. Like, it's okay. Right.
You know, it's a bell. It looks like a turtle shell. Like, I'll give them that one. You can't blame them for that. Greg is joining the Capcom Pro Tour to go full Ginger Guile, the Sonic Boom E-Honda, the
Sonic
Bosho.
Boom. Yes.
Yeah. Tying together a few things there. Brandon's getting a whole new podcast.
Better than doing the nipple clamps and moving to Japan and doing Jenga towers, I guess. Maybe.
Brandon's going to get a whole new podcast set up just to play with his butthole buttons. And he's going to buy it with Siege's butthole coins.
I need that butthole.
Wow. That was a good tie-in too, Gravy.
I know. It was good.
But Siege, he's going to be the Flinter Florida Rat Man for Splinter for the crocodiles. They're not going to have pizza, only Cuban sandwiches and tamales.
And thick Cuban illegal lady asses.
Thick with four C's.
Hop in slave Cuban, one, bitches. We're going.
Florida Splinter is just a spliffer. Spliffer.
It's spliffer. It's just me in a bathroom.
He's also a dolphin.
Spliffer. Call him Spliffer. Spliffer.
No, we know. Higher we know that they lighting. Can't.
Did you say
higher.
Wow.
We know that the dolphins can't smoke or ingest cocaine through
their blowhole. They have to do it through their blowhole.
Dolphins are on the list of weirdest penises.
How about a funnel into a dolphin blowhole and then just pouring cocaine in?
Yeah. Spliffer.
Then he sneezes and it just goes poof.
That's how we do it.
The good-natured swimmers have retractable penises that are kind of like a multi-tool. Not only does the male dolphin's penis swivel around, but it's often used to feel out other objects, kind of like the human hand. It gives the dolphin a ravenous sexual appetite and could help explain why males are often seen trying to hump inanimate objects in other animals like sea turtles.
Wow. They're
just like us.
A brother from another mother, you know?
Swiss Army
like,
penis.
He's like, show me your... the dolphin will... The dolphin will be like, show me your terrifying, terrible penis. I'll raise you one, turtle.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!